Advisor's 30-second market update for the week of October 30th, 2023. Inflation and interest rates. The Bureau of Economic Analysis released its inflation report on Friday called Personal Consumption Expenditures, or PCE. This is also the Federal Reserve's favorite report when it comes to measuring inflation. In this report, we saw that inflation rose 0.4% in September, which came in slightly higher than estimates. On a yearly basis, PCE decreased from 3.5% to 3.4%, which is in line with estimates. Core PCE, which strips out food and energy prices and is the main focus of the Federal Reserve, rose 0.3% but decreased from 3.9% to 3.7% year-over-year. This came in line with the estimates forecasted. Digging deeper into this report, we saw that personal income rose 0.3% last month. However, personal spending rose 0.7%, which was above estimates. The savings rate has been steadily falling, and in this report, it fell some more to just 3.4%. The savings rate was at 5.3% just back in May of this year and almost hitting 8% in early 2020. During the worst parts of the Great Recession, the savings rate was 2.4%. We do see that consumers are spending, especially in quarter three of this year. We saw this evidence in the quarter three gross domestic product report, but the current pace of spending is not sustainable. We see this based on the rate of savings depleted and outstanding credit increasing. A silver lining is that as inflation falls, interest rates follow. Historically, this relationship has been woven much tighter, but because the Fed has had a very tough stance as of late, that relationship has grown a bit further. As inflation continues to lessen, and as the Fed loosens up its policy and begins to speak with more of a dovish or accommodative tone, we will see interest rates begin to improve. Contact your advisor's mortgage loan officer today to discuss the current market in more detail and to learn what you qualify for. We're happy to help. Call us at 855-LOANS-USA or visit us at advisorsmortgage.com.